This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 20th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather across Israel is sunny and warm. In Jerusalem, it's a perfect day to be outside with clear skies. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Haifa remains pleasant and bright. Eilut continues to bask in sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF strike on a base in Syria signifies more than just another attack. Walla reports from earlier today that it marks a shift in Israel's strategy against Iranian entrenchment. Also, a report from Israel Hayom earlier this hour reveals former President Trump plans to resume hostilities with Iran if economic pressures fail. Sources indicate ongoing tensions over intelligence reports. Also this hour, Jewish extremists have established an outpost at a military airfield used for evacuating casualties, according to Ynet. This follows a wave of settlement outpost establishments. Separately, JTA reports that the man accused of disrupting Shabbat services at Manhattan's Central Synagogue now faces federal hate crime charges. And finally, The Forward reports that a suspect in the attack on a synagogue in Manhattan is now facing additional hate crime charges. From X, the latest. Ynet Global shared just minutes ago about Jewish extremists placing trailers at an IDF airstrip, escalating tensions in the region. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today on Israel's foreign minister criticizing the UK's demand to halt a major settlement project in the West Bank. Ariel Osaran, an analyst on regional affairs, posted 25 minutes ago. He noted the Turkish Defense Ministry's denial regarding the presence of their military delegation at the Abu al-Duhur airbase before Israeli airstrikes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in Syria, Walla reports that the attack is part of a broader strategy against Iranian influences in the region. This shift underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to curb Iranian military presence near its borders. The implications for regional stability remain concerning, with potential escalations on the horizon. Turning to the report on former President Trump, Israel Hayom details his intention to pivot from diplomacy to direct action against Iran if current sanctions don't yield results. This comes amid heightened tensions and intelligence that points to increasing threats. The move could have significant ramifications for Middle Eastern geopolitics. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Jewish extremists setting up an outpost at a military airfield highlights ongoing settlement expansions. This development raises security concerns, particularly with its proximity to IDF operations. Such actions could further strain Israeli-Palestinian relations. On the diplomatic front, the Manhattan Central Synagogue incident brings attention to rising anti-Semitic acts. As reported by JTA, the attacker now faces federal charges, reflecting the serious nature of the offense. This highlights ongoing challenges in combating hate crimes worldwide. Turning to business and markets. First, Mardiv Business reports that both the dollar and euro are gaining against the shekel today. However, despite this rise, the American currency has seen a downturn over the past month, reflecting broader economic trends. Separately, Globes reports that real estate giants Azrieli and Melisran are diversifying into residential real estate. This shift marks a move away from their traditional focus on malls and offices. This could reshape the real estate landscape in Israel. And finally, according to Walla Business, Bank Leumi is suing Meta for approximately 26 million shekels. The lawsuit claims Meta allowed fraudulent sponsored posts impacting customers. This could have broader implications for how tech platforms manage content and user safety. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.